Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the impacts of authoritarian parenting and what you really want to take away from this if you had an authoritarian parent. So I'm going to do a little series on this. This is very much related to a course we have that you can check out for free for 7 days. It goes in depth into reparenting based on like what type of parenting styles you had. Really powerful, really deep course, a lot of subconscious reprogramming tools in there. But I want to start in this video and throughout this series by just touching on at a high level some of the characteristics of this parenting style and then some of the output you may be likely to see as a child of an authoritarian parent. Now, please keep in mind that authoritarian parents can be both of your parents, or it can be the impact of one parent figure or one major caregiver in your life. And so what you're looking for here is like some of the patterns that may arise, but you may have had one authoritarian parent and one permissive parent. And so what you'll see is like this dynamic of how these different sides will impact you. So watch the whole series if you would do different parenting styles. So you can discover both parenting styles, the major patterns and the major things that you want to do reparenting work around. Before we dive into this, I want you to also know that reparenting, the way I like to think of it, there's psychological definitions that have to do with sort of like the therapist playing the parenting figure, all that kind of stuff. I don't really like that version of reparenting. I like the idea of like our goal is for our conscious mind to reparent our subconscious mind, to give to ourselves what we couldn't get in childhood, okay, whatever unmet needs were there, for our conscious mind to be able to fill those unmet needs in our adult lives. Or to take away whatever painful imprints were left, perhaps by a core wound, a belief we acquired about ourselves that was painful, where we maybe decided we're not good enough, or we're unlovable, or we're going to be abandoned, or these different beliefs we may acquire. And then what we're here to do is actually repattern this stuff. So we're able to use our conscious mind to sort of play the parental role to our subconscious mind, to retrain our subconscious mind to see these situations differently and to behave differently. And the last major form of reparenting here, besides like needs and beliefs, is also behavioral patterns. Sometimes when we see patterns in our childhood, because the three ways we get programmed are through what we see repetitively or what's modeled to us, what we hear repetitively, and then what our firsthand experiences are. Sometimes we'll see, for example, a parenting style in our childhood, and we'll adopt some of those behavioral patterns because we're exposed to them. They're modeled to us so repetitively, and it's repetition and emotion that programs the subconscious mind. So that may seem like a lot of information, but just think of it this way. We're using our conscious mind to identify the subconscious imprints that were left by a parenting style that may have had some unhealthy components. We're definitely not here to blame parents for anything. We're here to recognize that trauma gets passed down generationally until we do something about it. And then we're also here to recognize, hey, what behaviors did I pick up on? What painful beliefs did I acquire about myself? And what needs were unmet that I've now formed a subconscious comfort zone around not having met? And how can I actually do some repatterning work or reparenting work using my conscious mind for my subconscious mind to make a different output? Okay. So with all of that being said, let's talk about the authoritarian parent. The authoritarian parent is often characterized by high demands and low responsiveness. They usually are strict and they're often controlling, and they often expect the child to sort of follow orders. And you often see like the harshest punishments with the authoritarian parenting style, as well as like a lack of explanation for why things should be done the way the parent wants them to be done. And there's sometimes a distrustingness of the child, right? And sometimes there's a lot of shaming that can go on in this household as well. And usually there's a value of like ruling by fear and choosing to program through punishment rather than consequences. Now, I want you to see this stuff, right? So you're an authoritarian parent, but what does this do in terms of programming for a child? Well, one of the first things is, as long as you are in a dynamic where there's, you know, orders have to be followed, and there's a lot of strictness, a lot of control, a lot of distrust, a lot of shaming, these are the patterns the child is going to adopt. Okay. So a child's going to learn, well, I can't have needs, so let me park them over here. Let me repress them. If I try to speak up, I get in trouble. So I'm unsafe to negotiate my needs. I'm unsafe to have needs. I'm unsafe to have boundaries because I'm going to be punished. And my feelings and my perspective are sort of like unworthy of being heard. And my parent doesn't trust me. So my parent is teaching me not to trust. And there's sort of a sense of betrayal as well, because a child really needs their parent to like be taking them into consideration. So when that's not there, there's this essence of like, hey, like, what about me? You're not seeing me. You're not hearing me. You're not treating me like a unique individual. And so there's a sense of unworthiness that also gets taken from that. So some of the output of this is you're going to see some of these wounds of I am unsafe. I have no control, or I am powerless. I am helpless. I am trapped. I will be betrayed, right? All you can see some of these core wounds coming out of this experience over time. I am unworthy. I am bad, right? If there's a lot of shaming, you're going to feel bad and unworthy. So you're going to see these major core wounds come out of this from the authoritarian perspective. And some of the behavioral patterns that you'll see show up, it are things like guilt tripping, right? This can be a big authoritarian parent strategy. We'll see sometimes like self-criticism, right? So the child may grow up and become chronically guilty, right? Guilt trip themselves a lot, shame themselves a lot, become self-critical of themselves a lot. Because there's so much control in the authoritarian household, often the child will become very controlling of themselves, manipulate themselves, because sometimes there's manipulation in this household as well. And they'll manipulate. And really what it means to manipulate oneself is like, I will only show certain sides of myself. I will only express certain sides of myself. I will only, you know, caretake or make space for in my life certain needs. And I'm sort of like manipulating myself to fit into what I think other people expect from me, right? So there's that like self-manipulation component. Sometimes we'll see a lot of people pleasing, a lot of boundarylessness, a lot of self-betrayal be the output of this, because you learn to cope in your childhood by betraying yourself and your needs in order to stay safe and avoid punishment. Sometimes we'll see a lot of self-shaming, a lot of perfectionism, right? Because you can think, oh my gosh, you know, I have to be as perfect as possible. And there may be some strong like approval seeking, but not necessarily to fill the bucket or need for significance, more so to fill the need to stay safe. And so you'll see a lot of these patterns, and these can be things that like deeply need to be reprogrammed. We need to use our conscious mind to realize, hey, these behavioral patterns or those core wounds I mentioned are not healthy. And I have to do some deep reprogramming work around that. And then the last thing in terms of output is also looking at what deep unmet needs were there. And there are usually things like acceptance, patience or calm, trust, like deep trust in the relationship, feeling seen, feeling heard, feeling understood, feeling like there's mercy for mistakes or some ability to have compassion for a mistake. And also like a depth of emotional connection, because a lot of times like this punishment reward system sort of teaches the relationship to be all about like one party walking on eggshells to please the other. And sometimes there's this real strong lack of emotional connection and attunement that takes place. So those are sort of your three branches, right? You can see the core wounds we talked about. Then you can see some of the behavioral patterns that a child may adopt going into their adult lives. And then you'll also see some of the major unmet needs that will take place. Your duty for reprogramming is to meet those unmet needs in the relationship to yourself first, before trying to get them met from others, and do this through repetition and emotion over time until it reprograms your own internal relationship to these needs. If you often feel unseen, how can I start seeing myself on a daily basis? Can I have a meditation routine, a journaling routine where I'm like tuning in and getting present with my own feelings, my own body, my own needs, checking in with myself, you know, all these different things. So what you're doing is you're finding strategies to meet the needs. You're doing the work to reprogram the core wounds and behavioral reprogramming work as well. And if, again, I won't go into all of that stuff in this video because it's long, but if you want to do a deeper dive into this stuff, and if you notice some of these patterns that you adopted because of certain programming tools, certain parenting strategies, not programming tools, then what you want to do is you can check out that course for free in reparenting for 7 days. You can click the link in the description box below. When you enter into the school in the dashboard, just type in reparenting. You'll see that course pop up. And there's tons of like really deep reprogramming tools and resources there for you.